Hello, and welcome to Iacon Underground Radio for the week of June 28th, 2024. I'm Jen.
And I'm David.
So
happy Canada Day.
Yeah, happy Canada Day to our co-podcaster, Rob. And I don't know, I'm going to spend TFCon seeing how soon they can kick me out of the country for making fun of their currency at every chance I get.
But it's got cool colors.
I'm going to call it Canuck Bucks. I'm going to call it Wolverine Dollars.
Well, now I want to do that, too.
But yes, so a little bit of news this time. Not a whole lot going on. A very exciting upcoming event this weekend. And every weekend henceforth for the time being. GoBots is going to be on TV.
Yeah, the GoBots. GoBots are on TV.
So yes, the new the MeTV spinoff channel, MeTV Toons, has launched. They have a whole bunch of Hanna-Barbera stuff, as well as just a bunch of other stuff. And they do have GoBots. They will be showing GoBots at 4 in the morning on either Saturday night or Sunday morning, depending on how bad you have been the night before. I am honestly kind of tempted just to wake up in the middle of the night and just chill on the couch for half an hour just to commemorate the occasion and then go back to bed. 'Cause that is a little late even for me. So an interesting thing that has been pointed out with a different, somewhat related show is that apparently WB had been sitting on a restored version of Captain Planet and the Planeteers.
Sure.
So, and someone over on, as we say, the bird site, has done comparisons of, like, the most recent best copies of it compared to what's airing on MeTV. Yeah. And I don't know if anybody's bothered to do that with, like, Yogi's Gang, which is a show I'm currently a little obsessed with because it's what's on when I'm, like, doing dishes before work. Everyone on that show is gay-coded, and half of them are just Ed Gwynn impressions, and it's a lot. Also, the first episode involved a Dr. Bigot who flew in a cloud and shot rays at people that made them bigots, and I don't know how this show predicted Facebook. But what I'm hoping, where I'm going with this, is that I would be curious to see if they've done anything similar on GoBots. Like, if they've restored that at all. I know GoBots has been available through the Warner Archive DVDs.
Yeah.
You can go to Amazon right this moment and order them. I've got the first one and have been meaning to pick up the other two. So it may or may not be the case. I guess we will find out at 4 a.m. on Saturday and or Sunday. So it will be interesting to see if those have been fixed up in any way. But yeah, it is curious that the copies of Captain Planet they have are actually restored in some way, and they just weren't doing anything with them until this TV station wanted them.
Yeah, it was more of a Turner pet project, so it almost makes sense that one was cleaned up at least, but...
Yeah, I suppose that could have been... Someone on the whole Turner side of thing could have decided to do that, and then no one ever got around to doing anything with it. So set your DVRs, if that is a thing that you still have access to, for 4 o'clock. It's going to be GoBots time. The GoBots. So unrelated to GoBots, people are getting Tidal Wave in, you know, from their orders. I don't know that there have been too many actually showing up in physical stores, because physical stores aren't really doing Titans so much anymore.
Yeah, I probably won't see them.
But yeah, those are out. Also, the Target Optimus with the little Bullseye Ravage is showing up in stores.
Oh, yeah. If I do see that, I'll buy it. Oh, yeah. Recently, I saw Leader Class, Sandstorm and Razor Claw.
Oh, nice. So yeah, I haven't seen those. My stores don't put toys on shelves.
Yeah, I know. Like, a month ago, I don't know if they just sold everything or shipped them off somewhere else, but, like, a lot of the section of the Transformers toys just sort of cleared out. It's, like, half empty. Hmm. And it hasn't been fully restocked. Like, the Leader Class, I think, is the first things that have shown up new that are recently. Other than... Oh, no, there was Brawn. I got Brawn the other day.
A week ago. Yeah, I've seen him. I've seen him a couple times. But mostly, they've just got, like, piles of the new Wave 1 with Chase and Bumblebee and that set. And they haven't really moved past that. But yeah, Tidal Waves for people who partake. And Target Optimus. I still have strong opinions about them using the Ravage mold as a dog.
Well, Ravage has always sort of looked dog-like. And this one is... Well, some of them don't, but, like, the original G1 one was, like, I guess that's a jaguar, and the current one is, yeah, that's kind of a cat, but more of a dog, really.
I was watching the new season of Earthspark with the subtitles on, and there was a part where they referred to Ravage's sounds as dog growls, and I was pretty mad. But also showing up in stores, the Hot Wheels. So we talked before about the transforming Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
So they have another one that's much cheaper and does have a trailer that is just Optimus Prime. I mean, it's a Peterbilt. It's the 78 Peterbilt in red with the trailer. That one's transform. Showing up that does not transform. The Bumblebee is also showing up. I know our friend Adam over at Galactic Hunter. He has found that wave, at least. There were also some upcoming ones that don't have a release date yet that are... I mean, they seem okay. They've got, like, Authentics art on them. They're mostly live-action movie stuff, which limits my ability to... muster any interest in them.
And most of them look like, oh, they're molds that Hot Wheels already had laying around, like a Bugatti.
Yeah, they're kind of the low effort ones, but that's okay. Yeah, because they're probably like $2, so
yeah.
The very basic ones. Not so cheap. We now have official pictures of the Lego Bumblebee.
Yay.
So this one was not designed by our friend Joe Kide, who left the States to go live in Denmark and work for Lego. But it was done by one of his, you know, co-workers there. It looks okay. I think it was $90, maybe $80. Lego prices are a lot.
A lot, yeah.
Lego prices are high. But that is a thing. It definitely, I don't know, it looks okay. I've heard it described as Creo-like, which is, seems mean.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to fat finger Lego Bumblebee into my browser until I get something telling me how much this price is. Oh, we got reviews. Yes, $90. US $89.99. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, if that's the sort of thing you're into, that is, you were already prepared to pay that much. So,
yeah, if you want to buy Legos anyway, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
there's more that's and a, bigger.
That's a Lego price. For a mere $100 more than that... you can have that super sexy, more than meets the eye Rodimus that is coming out of Japan. That is, I don't, is it by, you keep track a little more with the Japanese side of things. Is it actually Takara making it?
I don't think so.
I thought it was like a Takara subline that was just... lots of different mecha, Like, there's a Gal Gigar and there's a Bravern.
Oh, I guess maybe it is Takatomi, but yeah, it's like a sub-line thing.
And that's where we reach the limit of things along those lines that I care about, is Gal Gigar and Bravern.
Yeah, because there was a, I forget even what convention it was, thing in Japan that showed off a lot of toys this past week.
Yeah.
Lots of robots. So, no, I think, this was probably the only Transformers thing.
So yeah, it's not a... it's not a Transformers subline, but it is a Takara Mecha subline.
Yeah.
He is going to be 30,800 yen.
Which, the yen ain't doing great, so that translates. I realized it was, like, lower than it used to be.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't realize it was, like, 2 yen per dollar. Well, no, not quite. It's like, yeah, because it's, like, $190, so it's, like, two-thirds, whatever.
Yeah, that converts to about $190 now, so yeah. RIP the yen. But I guess now is, if you've had anything over on Mandarake that you'd been thinking about importing, now is the time, because...
or Ami-Ami.
Yep. Yep, time to start buying things from Japan. Mm.
We'll import... Shipping is still going to be bad because shipping has been getting worse.
Yeah, so I think that's kind of a blanket statement. Like, Shipping has been getting worse.
Hmm. But some shipping has been good because, hey, my deluxe Insecticons showed up this week.
Ooh, good.
Yeah.
Where were those coming from?
Amazon.
Just like Amazon?
Amazon.
Nice. Are they good? I don't know Deluxe Insecticons that well.
Not as good as the originals, but more articulation. The problem is with the new Insecticon toys, like the two Beetle guys are half the same mold. Like, they use the same legs, so that does sort of work, kind of, but it also means, like, Chop Chop is very wide.
Ah.
Like, he's not as long as I feel he should be. And Barrage is a little small, but they work. Close enough. Give me a Venom. Yes. I have the other three new ones now. Actually, I bought every new version of the Deluxe Insecticons, including, like, the itty-bitty Chop Chop.
Aw, that's right. I like the core class one.
Yeah, or a Minicon one.
That's right. It was, like, a teeny-teeny one.
There was also the core class one. He's somewhere around... But the Minicon one is up on my shelf.
Pretty sure there was a core class one.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, because that was a remold of the Shrapnel again.
Mm-hmm.
He was fine.
There is a rumor that there is not going to be any more core class in the future. That could just be... I mean, it could be that it's going... I hesitate to say it's going online class. Only. Or, yeah, it's going to be new. But, I mean, like, Titans, they're still making Titans, Target doesn't bother ordering any.
Yeah.
So...
I guess some core class do kind of shell form, like the Spike little dude.
Oh, that didn't shell form here. I barely saw one. So if you've still got them, I might pick one up on the way through.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I don't know if I've even saw that one more than a couple times. But, I mean, you can't prove a negative, so just because people aren't seeing listings for them doesn't mean it's getting canceled. It could just mean that the listings are not readily apparent. But it could be, I mean, I don't know. I feel like, I know a lot of people say that their stores aren't carrying them anymore, but my stores seem fine with them.
Yeah, my stores do. Other than Spike shell forming, they do seem to move.
Kids are like, what is this human doing here?
Yeah.
I want a motorcycle that's a rock. That's a rock.
I guess I don't remember seeing that
one. That one I couldn't find you. But that's a fun little toy.
More likely, either they're going to make a slightly larger class or a slightly smaller class, or just change the name.
I mean, we got to get that Steeljaw first.
Yeah.
So well, they can do whatever they want after we get that steel jaw.
But it's the wrong kitty. Steel jaw.
Well, but it's still an important steel jaw.
I am still waiting for an announcement of the repainted Dinobots to Monster Cons, or whatever they were called. The Combiner.
You know,
or Dino King.
I saw some people suggesting that that was going to be a San Diego Comic-Con thing, but maybe like a secondary one to the ones that we are going to be discussing in just a couple minutes. But I don't know. I guess we'll see, because that, I mean, they made six of them. Like, yeah, why would you make six of them if the point wasn't to turn them into the Dino King guys?
Yeah.
The Dino Pretenders.
Especially since I finally got the last one, Snarl.
So I can they won't build. Even be they won't even be sticky.
They're yeah. They're such wonky little things. Like, I only got them because I found like three of them at once, and Grimlock is the worst one. It's weird.
I got Swoop because I like Swoop.
Yeah, Swoop is maybe the best. Either Swoop or the new guy whose name I forget.
Yeah, I don't remember. Like the Ankylosaur?
Yeah, the Ankylosaur. He's very cute.
So much stuff coming up that I cannot keep up with it unless it's something I'm emotionally invested in. So, I don't know. Smash. His name should be Smash. It's not Smash. It's but Smash would Smash. Be a good Dinobot name. So there's also rumors that the Earthspark toy lines are no longer continuing, which would make sense. I gotta say, you know, there was a great deal of lamentation from the younger fandom who has not been through this cycle five times like the rest of us. Honestly, I'm not sure how much it is that Earthspark is ending and how much it is that Paramount Plus is ending.
It
kind of feels, you know, they're giving Trek stuff over to Netflix, and I mean, I have Paramount Plus because I like watching Stephen Colbert when I get home from work, and I cannot pick up broadcast stations from my home. Also I'm in the middle of watching Twin Peaks: The Return, which is like meditation but really weird. It's like, be in the moment, except the moment is extremely strange. But yeah, it may be, you know, preserve that media, folks. Preserve that media. Find stuff pirated, download it, keep it. You know, I mean, it would be deeply unfortunate if the show, as much as I have feelings about the second season feeling kind of cheap and rushed in a lot of ways, which could be a symptom of the powers that be wanting to invest less in Paramount Plus exclusive shows like that.
Yeah.
It may be a victim of that. I mean, goodness knows it wouldn't be the first time that sort of thing happened, but as far as toy listing goes, the toy listings do seem to be winding down. But like I said, we go through these cycles. It's how it has always been.
As long as I can get my hands on the flea-voiced robot truck, at least three of them.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that at least is going to happen.
It better, because I need three, because I need to repaint one and I need to get remold another.
We discussed this being an Amazon listing earlier, but Skybound has officially announced their G1 compendium.
Yay.
It's going to be issues 1 through 44. I am sort of curious. They did make it very clear that the G.I. Joe and the Transformers crossover from the 80s was going in the G.I. Joe set.
Oh.
And I'm a little curious if they're double dipping there and also putting it in the Transformers set, or if you're just gonna have to get the G.I. Joe set if you want to know how Bumblebee turns into Goldbug. Which is the one significant event that happens in that crossover.
Yeah.
But that has at least been officially announced now. So that is going to be, I mean, I, as someone who has worked in used books, I have a lot of questions regarding paper stock and binding. And I would really appreciate it if they would just go with a newsprint kind of situation there. Because, yeah, well, yeah, maybe, it's a lot of pages.
I hair better than the original printed paper, but do not go full glossy.
Yeah, full glossy is, you do not, you cannot bind it well enough without, like, serious
pages, no.
Stitching. You need to go to stitching at that point, and I don't know if that's something they're going to be doing with this. So yes, I have dealt with a lot of art books that are destroying their own bindings doing used books, so I have experience with this.
I kind of wish they would do it like a super cheap version where it's just the black and white with no color.
Yeah, like the Marvel has done those. Yeah, Marvel's in the past. Done that, Dave. I have a few of the X-Men ones.
I got Godzilla and something else like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would lose Neil Yamtov's wonderful colors, but be interesting. More prestige, so it's not going to be.
And I do have questions about how they're going to handle the coloring. Considering that IDW recolored a bunch of stuff.
And some of it wasn't great. Well, half of it wasn't
great. I have a lot of extremely in the weeds questions about this that hopefully will be answered at some point before, like, everybody's cards get charged that $65.
Yeah.
Also, comic book related, Symbiote Studios has that adorable sludge toy for San Diego Comic-Con.
I forgot it was. I saw that. I was like, oh, that's so cute. I want it.
Sludge, and his eyes are popping out like that one frame in Transformers the movie.
Quite exactly popping out the same way, though, but close enough.
Close enough
also
for
in
plush.
The animation, like, they pop off. But
it's really adorable.
I should put them on springs. Oh, that would be a little bit too much work, but neat.
Poor Sludge. They had to get a little creative with him there. Also, speaking of things adjacent to Transformers.
The thing with the plush Sludge just makes me, I want a plush Devastator to go along with it.
Yes. Oh, that would be fun. Just a big, like, Titan-sized plush Devastator.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. So, the other big news... First, the slightly less big news that is technically the Transformers thing is the Megatron Optimus breakup 2-pack.
It's
fine.
Were there new molds? I forget. I saw it before.
Well, they're remolds. Okay. It's, of course, that the same Megatron that they keep reusing over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
And
I kind of like that he has
primes.
he has red X's on him, as you would often find on like old leaked toys.
That is true. That is
that made me chuckle.
But no, that is actually how he is. It's the perfect hair forever Megatron, but he doesn't actually have the perfect hair.
But it probably doesn't come with that alternate head. Should.
Where he takes his helmet off and he's got the panels unfurls. That fold out. And it's like, what the hell are you guys doing? Get it together, IDW. And then, yes, an Orion PAX. The box does look pretty good.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, IDW, cop Orion PAX, and minor Megatron. Gladiator minor Megatron.
I mean, they'll probably sell very well, but I think I have 4 of that Megatron mold already.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a... It definitely feels like it's a one tie-in.
Yeah.
Maybe for a slightly older audience, but but yes, it's the Optimus and Megatron breakup 2-pack. I refuse to think of it as anything else.
Well, it's called Fractured Friendship. Friendship should be in quotes.
They're just friends. But the very exciting, again, tangential to Transformers, but it's really Transformers. Yeah. We are finally getting a 6-inch Marvel Legends Death Set.
Yes!
Not Death Set 2. Regular Death Set.
Oh, yeah, there was the Death Set 2. Yeah, I remember that annoying me when the Death Set 2 came out.
That was... I only got it because I found it on heavy clearance at a Toys R Us when they were closing.
Okay, admittedly, I don't specifically ever remember seeing that one because I wasn't looking for it.
No, I saw it.
I got the 3¾-inch, which is somewhere around here. It's in a box with Transformers. I know that. I know where I put him.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, to have a 6-inch one. Yes! We have a Transformers-sized Death Set, finally.
It is, unfortunately, $40.
He comes with basically all the accessories that the 3¾ had. The axe, the mace, a shield. Yes.
He's got little hand accessories. He's got the shield. He's got cape.
Yeah.
It is, of course, the blue outfit and not the green outfit. But, beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah.
Facebook earlier this morning, seeing Simon Furman asking Richard Starkings if he could pick him up one at the conventions.
Not at this convention, Simon, but yes, I'm sure somebody will get you one.
But the box is done like the trading card. I think I had that trading card.
Mm.
Like, I didn't have a lot of trading cards, but I feel like I had that one.
Probably.
So, in case anybody does not... I feel like everybody in the Transformers fandom at this point has to have been brought up to speed between the Flame and Emirate Zarin stuff and everything else like what is the significant Transformers UK stuff.
Mm.
So I will give a brief story of what happened is that in the mid-80s, Marvel UK had a completely different publishing format in the 80s than Marvel US.
Weirdly weekly.
It was magazine sized. It was weekly, but it had about half the pages.
Yeah.
And so what that meant was that, you know, reprints and then the rest of it had to be filled out with news stories. But they decided, they were thinking towards the middle of the 80s that they wanted to do some American format comics. Mm. So they wanted to make up some new characters to carry this subline of monthly 22-page comics. So they had their creative people pitch some stuff, and Simon Furman pitched Death's Head.
Mm-hmm.
And then Marvel UK was like, that's a great idea. And then they paused on their plans. So as they're waiting to actually be able to do this, Simon was like, well, I want to use this character I made up. I made him up and I like him and I want to do something with him.
I want to use him.
Yeah. And of course, Simon Furman was on Transformers at the time. But if Death's Head had first appeared in Transformers, he would become a Hasbro-owned character. This is also why Circuit Breaker had a brief cameo in Secret Wars to establish her as a Marvel character before she was in Transformers. So there was a one-page story that they did called High Noon Tex. From the folklore around it is that they had a probably not legal working age Brian Hitch in the pub. He is the artist who later became known / potentially notorious for doing The Ultimates with Mark Miller, which was the comic series that established Nick Fury as Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
But yes, a very young Brian Hitch got dragged to the pub to draw this one-page comic that I can attest has a penciled scribbled in the margin. It's called Death's Head Thingy. and at the time, Marvel UK had their own, basically their version of Marvel Age here in the US. And so they ran that one-page comic in their version of Marvel Age. that established that Marvel had the rights to Death's Head, and then Simon could go ahead and use him in Transformers until they were ready to actually do their American format subline.
And anything else, and then he ended up in Doctor Who and other crazy places.
Yes, he was in Transformers, he got sucked into a big space-time vortex at the end of that storyline, and then he bumped into the Doctor. I believe that was Sylvester McCoy?
Probably.
The one with the hat and the short curly hair.
Yeah.
I think it's Sylvester McCoy. Themes. But yes, bumped into him for a story, and then finally he got spun off. I forget whether the dalliance with Dragon's Claws was also one of those American format Marvel UK things. And then all of that ended up ballooning into the Marvel UK that we got here in the US in the 90s, which was a lot of that, you know, some of it was Jeff Senior, but that's when they decided that Death's Head was not 90s enough. So that's when Death's Head 2 was introduced to be more extreme. Because while Death's Head was a great character for a late 80s British comic, because he has a very British sort of humor.
Yeah.
And he's that very sort of, you know, British humor. But that really wasn't what the comic market in the US in the 90s was. They wanted the extremity.
Yes, but he's already, he's so pouchable.
That's why he had to become an extreme guy with a sexy lady sidekick. Because they had to get rid of poor Sprat and bring in Tuck with her lack of proper clothing. She tried. But yes, so that's why Death's Head is kind of a Transformers character, though he is legally a Marvel character. I am actually very curious, either officially or unofficially, I am very curious to know if he is a Transformers 40th anniversary thing. Like, if the reason that they're doing him this year is because it's the Transformers 40th anniversary.
Somebody could check that off as whatever, but anyway.
But yes, and the reason that I know what's scribbled in the margin of the High Noon Tech's art is because I have it on my wall.
Yes,
I bought it from Simon Furman at BotCon 97.
And you're going to keep it well attended.
It is the nicest piece of art that I have framed on my wall, right up at the entrance next to where I put my keys and everything. So yes. Out of direct sunlight.
Yes. Yeah. Good preservation, good lighting, or good lack of lighting. Anyway, yes. Another not quite related to Transformers, but at the same time very much related. A new Cobra Commander, specifically once a man Cobra Commander.
Once a man! I really need to rewatch that movie because I haven't properly watched it in ages. We should do that for a Patreon.
We will do that for the Patreon. Sometime this year we will do G.I. Joe the movie for Patreon.
Do we have anything for next month?
I don't know. We shouldn't do something maybe shorter.
Yeah.
Probably.
Because, I mean, yeah, we are all going to be extremely occupied for several days.
A convention is going to eat our lives and destroy productivity.
Yes.
But yeah, it's Cobra Commander in pants, torn shirt, helmet and everything, but all scaly, extra eyes. And he comes with the little more Cobra version you can wrap around another figure.
It's so good. It's so good.
I mean, I need him alone for that little snake dude.
What's that man?
I just gotta figure out who to wrap it around. Maybe a Spider-Man?
Maybe. I've got a Prophet Director Destro.
Yeah.
He's not going to help him.
No. Can't wrap it around a Baroness. That would feel weird.
That would be a little weird. Mm. But yeah, that is also a very cool one. All of these, for the first time since COVID, These are going to be primarily available at the event. There's like a whole thing where you sign up on a website ahead of time, and then you can stand in line to get them. Wait. And then a limited amount will be going up on Pulse afterwards.
Oh, the Death's Head is an SDC exclusive. I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. I mean, that explains why it's $40 also, but shit. Yeah. I may not actually get one. Oh, goddamn, because I want both of these guys. Shit.
Yeah, they shit. Are convention exclusives. I mean, shit. Fingers crossed, hopefully they will have sufficient production numbers that everyone who really wants one, everyone who wants one enough to order it the same day it becomes available will be able to get it.
Yes.
Hopefully, I mean, if it sells out, it'll be more of a matter of like 4 hours and not 4 minutes.
Yeah. Well, okay, the Death's Head, presumably, I don't think there's going to be as much demand for it other than us.
Us and like
Transformers
Kieran,
weirdos. Kieran Transformers Gillen. Weirdos and British weirdos.
Kieran Gillen, who was the one who like was insisting on putting him in everything he was doing for a little while. So yeah. He was in Iron Man, and he was in that X-Men spinoff Sword, yes.
The full big version, and they shrunk him for some Teen Avengers thingy. I forget what it was called.
Yes. Well, it was the Death's Head series.
It wasn't
series.
Him that wrote it. Somebody else
it
wrote
just
that.
Had, yeah, that was Teeny Howard.
Ah.
I like that series. I liked V. I thought V was adorable. I think people were just expecting something that was more like the original Death's Head limited, like, well, I say limited, but like 10-issue series, and something that was not quite so just a modern Marvel Comics thing.
Yeah, he was a side character, but he was a really fun side character in that series. Anyway, but I imagine the Once a Man Cobra Commander is going to sell out annoyingly quickly. Oh, crap.
Possibly.
Especially since I don't have Pulse. I might pay for Pulse.
Man, if you do, I want to piggyback.
Yeah. Do you also want a Cobra Commander?
No, I just want Death's Head. I mean, I do, but not enough to pay for it.
Well, in theory, if I do sign up for the Pulse,
this economy?
I'll get 2 Death's Heads and 2 Cobra Commanders, and if somebody else just wants the extra one, I'll take it.
We'll
or sell
see.
It.
Anyway. I may have a friend of ours picking up the Death's Head for me at the convention, so we shall see. He'll be getting other things, so, you know, if they let you get 2, I can get the second.
When is SDCC?
I don't know, but the sign-ups to be in the line end on the 18th of July, so this is a good question. I have to pull the entire book
25th
that I have
to the 28th.
On top of my keyboard, off my keyboard, so the cats don't fall on it.
I just looked at the end of July.
Yes.
Sign up to be in the line. God, that sounds horrible.
That's basically the SDCC experience.
Ugh.
Not just standing in a line, but signing up ahead of time on a website to get a number to stand in the line. It's a lot.
So horrible.
Marvel's back to
The Ankylosaur Dinobot is Scar.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
There's multiple ways to spell Scar.
I just remember Slash, the girl velociraptor one.
Yes. Oh yeah, she's bigger than these guys, the core ones.
Yeah, well, that's hey guys,
that's a cat fight.
Well, Reef is picking on Edgar, and Edgar is like 5 pounds bigger than him, so mistakes are being made.
Yeah.
Guys, boys, calm down. They were raised together, they shouldn't be like this. So but yeah, I think that is about it for this couple weeks.
Yeah, we kind of stretched what little news there was.
Yeah, I think the every 2 weeks thing is working out well.
Yeah.
So yes, as we mentioned, we do have a Patreon to help with hosting and other expenses. That is patreon.com/IaconUnderground. For June, we actually missed May because of scheduling problems. So for June, we did 2.
Yes.
And it is late right now, so I'm blanking out on the first one. It was Masters of the Universe!
Yeah, He-Man, Masters of the Universe movie.
Yes, we did the original live-action Masters of the Universe movie, and then we did the not live-action, for some reason, American Ultraman movie from 1987.
Yes, by Hanna-Barbera co-production.
Yes, I wonder if they've got this restored sitting around a server somewhere.
Well, it's more likely
I'm gonna say no.
Film, so probably not, but I don't know.
I'm going to say no. Someone would have had to want to preserve that. That is that. I am all over social media at Trickster, T-R-I-X-T-E-R, including over on Mastodon on the retro.pizza server.
And I'm at Strange, F-O-U-R, most places.
Yep. All right, so that is it for now. I guess we will probably be seeing everyone again in a fortnight British on people again. Or more. We will have to see how the convention schedule pans out.
A fortnight is going to be at convention. Well, presumably we will attempt to record something at the convention.
I'm going to make them use a Linux laptop. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I haven't used Linux in... Actually, it's probably 20 years at this point. Or, no, maybe before, but, like, seriously tried to use it in, like, 20 years.
Don't worry, it looks the same.
Yeah, I know. My problem was always getting shit to turn on and work and, like, recognize a sound card, and I just got tired of that.
It's getting better at that stuff.
I know, it's probably way better now. But...
Can you tell I run a Mastodon server?
Yeah.
We love Linux over on Mastodon.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is it for now. So until next time, this is Jen.
And Sleepy David.
Good night.